Hello and welcome to International Report. We're going back to the U.S. for part two of our special report with former U.S. gymnast Rachel Haynes. Rachel was one of hundreds of girls abused over years by their then team coach Larry Nassar. Today we hear from reporter Colin Flynn, who spoke to Rachel about her recovery and life today.
Yesterday, here on Radio France International, I spoke to Rachel Haynes about the abuse she suffered at the hands of former US gymnast team doctor Larry Nassar, who is now in prison. Today, Rachel describes the moment she realized that what was happening to her was not normal and was in fact abuse. She had just moved to a new university, and Larry was sending over the treatments to the university's doctors that he'd been providing to her over the years. But there was one treatment that he left out, and that was what he called the internal manipulation.
If she comes and sees me and I'll send you all of the treatments that we do, all of the rehab exercises, she's going to be okay. And so finally they cleared me.
He sent across to your new university all the treatments that he had been giving you, except one.
Except one.
He left out the internal manipulation.
Yes.
And when did you first hear that other girls had made allegations against him?
Shortly after that, the news articles started appearing, popping up on my social media. And I remember, and it wasn't until somebody came out with a detailed description of the abuse and why it was considered abuse that I was like, if that's abuse, then I was abused. If she's a victim, I'm a victim too.
When you read that article, mm-hmm. when someone in detail talked about what he had done to them, did it match right up with your story, with your experiences?
It was identical, absolutely identical. The way he introduced it, the way he warned you, the verbiage was identical.
And then what was going through your head then?
I remember just having to lay in my bed and look at the ceiling for a long, long, long time. A few hours went by and I just had to stare at the ceiling and kind of accept that I was a victim. It's a process that's not easy, but it was basically somebody telling me and proving me, you are, you can't deny it anymore.
And it's one thing to start to slowly realize that maybe what was done to me was actually abuse. Mm-hmm. But then it's another thing to open up and to have the courage to tell someone.
Right.
Because of what you mentioned a while ago, the embarrassment and the...
Right.
Was it your parents you told first? Or?
No. My parents were actually one of the last people I told. I couldn't do it for the longest time, honestly, until the trial. I didn't officially tell them that I was one of the victims.
And how did they react when they heard?
Supportive as ever. I mean, the first thing they asked was, what do you need us to do? What can we do to help you start healing? And during the trial, it was, I needed to make a closing statement to Larry. And I didn't think I could do it myself, but I knew I had things to say. There were so many emotions in my head that I just had to get out. And the biggest fear I had was looking at his hands, because they were his tools for manipulation. They were his abuser was in his hands. And so I couldn't look at him. And so they said, okay. I incorporated my faith into it, because faith was what was getting me through these days. These days were impossible to live. And so I kept praying. And I remember thinking, why aren't I incorporating prayer in my statement? Because it's what's getting me through. And so my opening line was a Bible verse about forgiveness. And God expects us to forgive sinners. And he expects us to forgive others. And the only person who can be the ultimate judge of this is him. And so I remember thinking, okay, I need to forgive you. I need to move on.
And you said in your victim impact statement, Larry, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
That was right out in front of him in court.
Yeah.
Do you forgive him?
I do.
After everything he did to you, and when you saw the scale of the case, I mean, how many girls that came forward? Over 100?
Yeah. It's not my position to forgive him for what he did to others. I control my forgiveness for what he did to me, and that's what I forgive. I need to move on from what he did to me, and so the first step in doing that is letting him know that I forgive him.
And he was sentenced to 200 years?
175, yeah,
175
about 200.
Years mm-hmm. in prison.
Yeah.
For other victims, not just of Larry, but
right.
abuse victims around the world who maybe don't have the immense courage that you have, what would you say to them?
First of all, I think it's important to know that you're not alone. Victims out there need to know that their experience is unique to them, but they are not alone fighting this battle. They are not the only ones going through this feeling that there is a community of people ready and willing to support, inspire, and empower them to get to their level of healing too. I think it's important to get your story out of your head, because the first thing we do is blame ourselves. The first thing we say is, how'd this happen to me? Like, what did I do to deserve this? And it was the first question I asked too, why me? I'm this strong person. People always told me I was one of the strongest people they knew. How did I get used? And victims need to stop doing that, because it's never our fault.
Let's fast forward to today.
Yes.
You have undergone major spinal surgery.
Yes.
How is your health at the moment?
The pain is a lot better. I can go for walks with my dogs, and I'll be able to walk down the aisle, and it's with no pain. And it's just, it takes a lot of support and encouragement from amazing fiancés and family and everybody telling me it's going to be okay and you're so much stronger than this.
How do you think it has changed you inside as a person? Everything you've gone through, and I don't just mean the abuse, but the recovery that's still ongoing today.
It's a different type of strength. I'm strong in who I am and who I've become and also who I have to be to get through the day. I am strong because I can push past my fears and my paranoias and I can live a normal life.